some random dude ran up on stage.
That's just crazy.
Tackled Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl. They said the gun wasn't real. The gun was a replica gun that in a knife blade would come out of it. So that's how it was designed or whatever. So it didn't have bullets, but it did have a knife blade inside of it.
A fake gun with a real blade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. What were y'all thoughts on this, man? When y'all heard about this morning?
First of all, Chappelle is a national treasure. So whatever we got to do to protect Chappelle.
Yeah.
We can't let that one go. I think public execution.
Oh, yeah.
Kill him.
That's why I wish we was
shoot
in
him in the middle
days.
Of the street.
Look, you know what I mean? Let the lion.
Shame. Just throw rocks at him, stone him.
Let the lions out.
There's so many questions. How did you get into this event like that?
I bought a ticket.
No, but how you get in there with a gun knife combat? You got a gun and a knife. And then how did you get onto the stage? Like, the security that's supposed to be there, like, it's Chappelle.
I'm just glad he didn't have an iPhone gun, because if he had an iPhone gun, it would have been over.
That's crazy, bro.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even know about the iPhone gun. Do they have a Samsung gun too?
Probably doesn't work that good.
Some green bullets. Down, I get
it. Hate that I keep winning. What's up, everybody? Appreciate you tuning in to Fuck Your Feelings podcast, the greatest podcast that's ever existed. Make sure y'all hit that like, follow, subscribe button wherever you tuned in to podcast. Hey, man, let's get into it. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Justin Hyatt. Welcome to Fuck Your Feelings, the greatest podcast that ever exists, man. We got a phenomenal episode, man. I'm excited, man. We got BT Kingsley. We got Brooklyn Jones.
Hey.
We got Craig Smith.
God!
Hey, man. Well, we were just talking about, before we started, like, what you were saying about just, like, podcasting and, like, how we don't need Hollywood if you got a successful podcast system going on.
Well, man, at the end of the day, if you have enough focused individuals with a following, you can start your own conglomerate, like CBS, like ABC. Yeah. You just got to have enough focused, unselfish individuals who are all just consistent. You know,
oh, we're going to get to this Chappelle shit too, but keep talking.
And then also from an artist perspective, it's the best way to build a point of view and come up with material. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the stage is restricting because of the minutes you can be up there, the time, who's on before you, who's on after you. So this really gives you an opportunity to really dig into how you really think about shit.
You can really flush out a full idea.
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
And then it translates to the stage. I literally have taken stuff straight from the podcast to the stage and murdered with it.
Damn.
You know what I mean? So the laughs in the comments and the people comment, like, that actually translates. It's real people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it works, man. It makes our job a lot easier. You don't have to hit a bunch of mics like you used to.
Right.
You don't have to do all that, man. This supplements a whole lot of things, man.
See, and that's how you get the best material from conversations. Like, you don't just sit down and be like, I'm going to write some jokes. Like,
right,
no,
right.
It comes through conversation.
Do that pose again?
I'm going to write some jokes.
The dead rabbit. That's the rabbit pose. The velociraptor joke writer. I agree with that. I never thought about doing that because I've said funny things on podcasts, but I've never thought to write it down and then take it to the stage.
Right.
And that's something that I need to start doing the more of these podcasts I'm doing.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I get a fair amount of material by literally just talking to humans. Like, I'll tell comics, like, if you're in a writer's block, go kick it with your boys.
Right.
Like, go kick it with some non-industry, some civilians.
Right.
And, like, because, man, I'm notorious. If you my homeboy, hey, that's all my shit, bro.
Right.
You ain't getting on stage? Just let me get. What you said, your girl did what? So my girl. You know what I'm saying?
How do you handle that if you're hanging out with your homeboys that are comedians and y'all both have like a funny conversation? Like, who gets it to be on stage? It's like, whoever called it, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Or whoever said it.
And normally if you mark it in the conversation, it's like, hey, yo, can I get that? Like, normally people will just ask for it. But like, I'm saying specifically, like, if you got a writer's block, go talk to non-comics. Like, yo, you know, your family and friends that's just around, your crazy uncle, all that shit. Like, oh, that's valuable shit.
Right.
My boy, swear he made me funny.
You don't want to get too comic.
My boy.
I was at a show one time, and it was right before we went on stage, and I was talking to another comic, and I cracked a joke, and she went on stage and said the joke. I was like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, like right after I said it, she went up there and said it.
Did she shout you out?
Hell no.
Oh, that's a bullshit.
She said it like, you don't want to get too comic-y.
That was wild.
Yeah. When you start telling jokes about going on auditions, and that's too comic-y.
Absolutely.
It's not
relatable.
This is what I do in a conversation. If I say some shit funny and I know I kind of started that premise, I'm like, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah. That's the automatic. That's my shit.
Yeah.
If I see you say my shit,
you
have some issues.
But if you have a point of view, like for me, I don't really worry about people stealing because I have a point of view.
That's true.
So if you steal it, it's deep waters.
Yeah.
I'm going to say some shit so crazy that you're going to be terrified.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So follow me if you want, nigga. It's all good.
It'd be too many layers. Or like for me, I've been trying to write from stuff that like literally irritates me or conversations that I could have ongoing for a long time. It's like you said, like it'd be like a lot of layers to the onion.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a great tactic. And also for me, the reason I love podcasting is because I feel like the paper that we write on is a prison. It's a perimeter. And a lot of times we get writer's block because we get locked into the perimeters of that paper. We forget there's a world outside of that. And being conversational on a podcast, that just whatever's in the air, whatever's in the ether, that's what we grabbing.
Absolutely.
Straight up. Absolutely. I never thought of that. Shout out to Chris Smith. Chris Smith, if y'all don't know, does roast me on All Death, bro. I told him the other day, I ran into him about a month ago at a Comedy Chateau. I was like, bro, who knew roasting was like your secret weapon skill set? Like, I would have never thought of that because I seen Craig starting out at open mics. And I was like, I would have never known. But now every time I look at him, I'm like, he's thinking some deep evil shit about all of us. And he's just playing with his kitty gloves on when he's talking to us. Because if he wanted, go ahead and roast me right now. What would you say?
What would you say? I can tell by your size that God shushes you when you pray to him.
Damn.
See what I'm saying? The fuck?
Oh, that's crazy.
That was just like mad random.
No, but that's Craig, though.
That's funny.
He's not roasting niggas. I don't know what parameters niggas roasting. He's not roasting here, nigga. He's roasting from an angle you didn't see. It was like, nigga, what? And it all makes sense in a perspective. It makes sense.
See, I don't even want to go. I would say to Craig, he looked like an unemployed bus driver.
That's funny as shit.
Oh, okay. That's all I got. I'm not a roaster. I don't want no smoke, Craig. Yeah. Let me tell you what I love about Craig. I mean, about BT. BT funny, man. I told BT a long time ago, he was getting a little overweight.
Yeah.
At one point. He was getting a little too big. And I told him, I said, bro, you are a fucking star, BT. Yeah. I said, you have it in you to be the black Chris Pratt. Because I don't know if y'all remember, Chris Pratt was a little chunky.
Yeah.
And then he got super in shape. But I'm like, bro, you can do that shit, bro.
Yeah.
So I always tell fucking BT that he's a star. And then I'm gonna tell you one last thing too. BT opened up for me the day I booked MacGyver. BT was with me. We was at the Flappers in Claremont.
Yep.
And I performed that weekend. BT opened up for me. BT was killing. I don't know what jokes I was doing at the time.
I heard
a woman tell BT, she was like, "You were funnier than the headline."
Uh-huh. Ooh, you heard it? Oh, that's funny.
But I'm gonna tell you what's so fire about that. This is what I tell people. This is what I tell people though. I had good sense, but this is what I tell people though. If someone don't come up to, if you're featuring for somebody, and somebody don't come up to you and tell you that you're funnier than the headliner, you're not ready yet to be a feature.
I agree.
That's facts.
Yeah, I wouldn't say open, but I did a show a couple years ago, my first time ever headlining or officially.
At the union, yeah.
And he put pressure on your boy.
Oh, I'm sure.
I still did well, right?
No, you rock, bro. Both y'all rock.
But what I saw on stage was, let me show this nigga what this is really about. Like, my nigga really put pressure on me right now. And I did my thing, but I enjoy that about you because BT is one of the most competitive dudes in a respectful way. Like, I never heard him speak bad on another comedian. Right. I never heard him say a negative word about anybody else in comedy, but he still has that energy like, nigga, I'm here to be the nigga.
Right. When these shows are happening, I was like in feature rhythm because I was touring for Don DeSecuri at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
So I was doing like a lot of cities and a lot of shows at the time. So it was like, oh no, I know exactly. You said 50, I know exactly what 15 to 20 like to go to in those parameters. And like, I be feeling comfortable when fuck your feelings. When there's niggas that's funny, I'd be like, oh man, it's gonna be fun. Like, I can just go get loose and I know, you know, y'all gonna rock whatever. But it's like, sometimes, bro, you know, you've been in a situation, you be like, all right, man, this nigga. I don't know what this is gonna be. And it wasn't that with y'all. It's like when it's us, it's like, oh nigga, I know Craig gonna be great, I know Jessica gonna be great. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like when niggas is hilarious, it's like it's easy.
But yeah, it makes your job easier when the other comments are funny too. You gotta work harder if you go up after somebody that bombed you, like now I gotta bring everybody back. Yeah.
I done did one in the weekends, bro, where like the club, the city, book, whoever there. I've done it with two times. I've done it when it's the James ass nigga. James is the hilarious comic in the city. I just made the shit up.
Right, James.
But James James is the nigga in the city that you don't know him, but everybody else know him. They know all his little bits. He's just a random ass nigga in some off-brand ass city. And you go to do your show, like, hey man, can James get like... Like 5 minutes, he go on stage. Like, hey James, like that nigga be murder. You're like, what the fuck was that? I've had it where it was like, okay, this is gonna be a rough weekend, and I've had it where it's like niggas just starting, bro, and it was like pulling teeth. So when I'm up there, they're just it's been so much bullshit on the show. We're like in LA where it's like people are doing a little bit of time, and you kind of now that I can bust them open, right. It's like nigga, you the headline. It's like nigga, this gonna be a No, we ain't seen bullshit all night. Don't matter what you say, you on bullshit too. It's like, 15 minutes into the set, I got y'all, but I started off on fire.
Yeah, right, bro. I remember I used to feature for Afion, like 2014. And, bro, some of them hosts, the local hosts, they were bombed. I'm talking about these niggas was up there doing dramatic monologues. I'm like, are y'all doing Shakespeare? What the fuck are y'all talking about right now? And then Afion would be like, go get them, just God. And I would have to go out there and I would have good sets, but you feel like, damn,
you gotta fix it.
Fix it, bro. Yeah. Hey man, we gotta talk about this shit. The Chappelle.
That shit fresh.
Fresh, bro. Yeah. The Chappelle. So some random dude ran up on stage.
That shit's crazy.
Tackled Chappelle at the Hollywood Bowl. They said the gun wasn't real. The gun was a replica gun that in a knife blade. Cake would come out of it. So that's how it was designed or whatever. So it didn't have bullets, but it did have a knife blade inside of it.
A fake gun with a real blade?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. He probably made that.
He brought a knife and gun to a wrestle fight. I mean,
wow. Nigga pulled out that bitch like, click, click. Like, nigga, what the fuck is that? I would have been scared as hell. Like, nigga, what kind of gun knife?
Dude, shoot blades. Or shoot, right, shoot blades. That's scary.
A vampire gun.
Right.
Killing Dracula.
What was y'all thoughts on this, man, when y'all heard about this morning?
First of all, Chappelle is a national treasure. So whatever we got to do to protect Chappelle, we can't let that one go.
And they did. They beat his ass. I saw them rolling him out on the stretcher. That nigga almost.
Oh, yes.
It was like this. It looked like when you got your little Barbie dolls, you take it apart, you try to put it back together, you put the arms on the wrong side.
So that they dude didn't do enough. Up. I think public execution.
Oh, yeah. Kill him.
That's why I wish we was in the
shoot him
Roman
in the middle
days.
Of the street.
Let the lion.
Shame.
Let
the rocks at him. Stone him.
Let the lions out.
Yeah. Stab him with his knife gun. Well, he looked like a chicken wing.
Yeah, he was like this. I was like, damn.
But this is the crazy thing, man. This is how much favor Chappelle has over his life. That shit could have went a different way.
Yeah.
That dude could have had a real gun with real bullets in it. Yeah. And he could have ran up and just shot Chappelle in the head.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or he could have went up and stabbed him how they do in the UK.
Yes.
You know, they don't got guns in the UK. I see you, Mike.
My thing is, where was security? Like, why was he able to get that close to him?
How did he get on the stage?
Right.
That's a
they should have caught him before he got up there.
Bro, this is a Hollywood. Well, there's so many questions. Number one, how did you get into this event like that?
Don't they have
bought a ticket?
Don't they have? But don't they got?
No, but how you get in there with a
metal detector,
a gun knife, combat? You got a gun and a knife.
See, they don't be paying attention.
Right, you got a. How you get in there with a gun knife? How you get in there with a gun?
They probably treating them guns just like they treat the COVID test.
You know they have iPhone guns.
They got iPhone guns.
I've seen that. Yeah,
they have iPhone guns that are actual guns. They look like iPhones.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And they
I gotta get
one or two shots.
I've seen those. Yeah. I've seen those, but I don't know. And then how did you get onto the stage? Like the security that's supposed to be there, like nigga, it's Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like it's a Hollywood boast. That's a big ass stage for a nigga to get all the way close enough to touch him.
Yeah. Straight up.
They didn't get to they almost killed Lil Uzi Vert, nigga, trying to perform with Dirk, nigga. They got to him quick.
I'm just glad he didn't have an iPhone gun, because if he had an iPhone gun, it would have been over.
That's
crazy, bro.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even know about the iPhone gun. Do they have a Samsung gun?
Probably doesn't work that good.
Shoot green bullets.
Yeah, I'm happy Chappelle is okay.
Most importantly, yeah.
What does that do for us, man? Because I don't know if you guys ever, you know, we've all gotten a little bit more popular than we used to be.
Yep.
And sometimes it's not the most comfortable feeling for people to be looking at you who you don't know. And they know who you are, but you don't know who they are. So, you know, I can only imagine what that would do to a Chappelle. That would make me just not want anybody around me.
But my homeboy Lee was like, he don't know if we're going to have to put up, like, barricades around stages when you get to that level now. It's like, it's not, I don't know if it's safe.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, and comedy clubs, comedy venues, anywhere where, I mean, live performance, number one, they have to do a better job of people getting shit into the space.
Yeah.
That's the, y'all first line of protection. Before these people get in here, y'all gonna have to do that. Number two, if you are a security guard at a comedy club, you done let yourself go, might have to get your ass up out of here.
Nigga that's just sitting there to just eat the wings and watch the show, or go in there, you good.
Yeah, nigga, you might not be good enough no more, because nigga, that nigga gonna probably try to fuck around and sue Chappelle.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
And
Chappelle might want to sue the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason that nigga should be able to touch you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy.
That's scary. Bro.
We already pay for public safety in our taxes.
Yeah.
So stop hiring these dudes that make $10 an hour with a guard card. And this is their second job. They already worked 10 hours on their first job. They have sleep. No, we need real police protecting us when we're on stage.
And the cops still around? Because I went to the police station yesterday and that shit was closed. I didn't know the police station closed. I saw the cops closed.
The cops closed,
nigga. I was pulling the door. It was like our office hours. I was like, office hours? I'm like, what if I was running from some dude? Like, oh, the police station, get up to the
you
door.
You get beat up right in front of the police
station. That shit was locked. I was shook. They're I didn't know the there. Police station closed.
They had one of them, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
we'll be back tomorrow, bro. I was like, what the?
Let me tell you something. So I'm from here, but my family is mostly in Detroit and in the South. On the west side of Detroit, where my grandmother lives, if you are a victim of a crime, you have to call and leave a voicemail. Hey, somebody just shot me. Can somebody call me back, please? And then they won't come to your residence unless they have two cars.
What? So they just leave you bleeding on the street?
So you either got to go to the police station or go to the hospital yourself. But they call you back, though. It may take an hour, may take 30 minutes, but you got to leave that voicemail.
Where is this so I know not to go there?
The west side of Detroit, Puritan.
You got to call them back. I'm still over here bleeding. Ain't nobody bored of you.
I think I'm on my way out. Is somebody coming?
I get a little faint. I got about 10, 15 more minutes. Y'all
I don't know if I want police officers if my police got to use the buddy system. Like, that ain't no that ain't no police officer I want protecting my city. Like, he don't feel confident enough. He like, no, I need my homeboy with me.
Well, let's be honest. I'm not sexist, but do you feel safe around female police officers? Do you feel like everything's okay?
I slapped that bitch.
Like, I know this.
She got to have a dude with her. Because I'm like, what you going to do if this dude run up on us?
I feel safer around safety cones than I do around female police officers.
Damn, well, at least a female cop got a gun.
Wait a minute. I feel safer
around safety cones. I feel like people will obey safety cones. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel a little safe because she got a gun, but if she ain't got no gun, I'm like, well, what are we going to do?
Right.
Because, I mean, you could be a woman, you could be strong, but a man's strength is still stronger than most, you know, the average man's strength is going to be stronger than a woman.
What if she ran out of bullets and then she attacked you with a vibrator?
That's hilarious. You are so stupid.
Yeah. The wrong damn toy, but it worked, though.
Yeah, it worked. My bad, Craig. I cut you off. What you about to say?
No, I just don't feel female security. I just don't feel safe, and I don't know if there's something wrong with me. But now I've gotten some evidence that I'm thinking.
I'm probably the wrong person to ask, because I'd be like, I need a man for this job. I'm that person. Like, I'm not the person that thinks a woman can do everything a man can do and do it just as good or better. Some things men just do better.
Well, I'm the energy. It's like there's like you've been in a club or you've been around security people, and you got security guards that have like weird energy, and it's like you got security guards that like take charge of shit. Like, even if at any level at the comedy store. Like, Doc ain't a big dude.
No.
But when Doc told people to get the fuck out of the way, they got the fuck out of the way.
What? Where is Doc?
I don't know. I ain't seen him in hella long.
He messing with Joe Rogan in them. Oh, is Joe Rogan, what's the, I hate to say the word Asian, but.
Why? You ain't say Oriental.
Yeah. And you're canceled.
From Mad TV.
You're fucking canceled. I'm joking.
I said you didn't say. Now you
funny
can say
dude
Asian.
From Mad TV.
He got a podcast.
Bobby Lee. So Doc messes with them heavy. I think he's on Bobby's podcast.
Oh, nice. But you know, when Doc, and Doc's not a big stature guy, but when he used to be like clearing crowds or whatever, he just had the energy of, yeah, nigga, get the fuck out the way.
Yeah.
Which is only a problem when you're met with the energy of a motherfucker that don't.
My dad is 5'7", same size as Jesse. 5'8", 5'7".
I'm 5'6", unfortunately.
Okay. You know, my dad about the same height.
Your so energy is 5'8".
I'm terrified of my father.
Yeah.
So I know that size don't mean shit.
That's a fact.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you're right. It's really about the mentality and how you take up space, whether you're a man or a woman, if you're protecting things. If you really command the space and you do what you're supposed to do, then you can, I can feel
it. Oh, that. Ain't nobody fucking with Scrancho.
No.
Scrancho, right. 5'3". And yeah. He by my height, but ain't nobody gonna fuck with Scrancho. Right. Get Scrancho your ass knocked out.
He's a monster.
Yeah. So you think it's possible that you can meet a woman that has the energy that you'll feel safe around her?
Indeed. My problem with female security is women are so empathetic. And they're so nurturing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, I don't know, I don't want to be in a situation where she's fighting nurturing, which should be a killer at that particular point.
Yeah,
you know
I need your senses to be on.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, because I don't know this. Lesbian?
Yeah. Okay. No, I don't know.
Bisexual?
I don't really like being put in a box.
Okay.
I just like who I like.
You like who you like.
But mostly women.
Okay. Do you feel you have a lack of nurturing, do you feel like you have more of a dominant masculine energy or what you?
I'm very nurturing and very sensitive.
Gotcha.
I would date a feminine woman, but she would probably be the aggressor.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a sensitive person.
Oh. Because you still got your baby hair. That's why.
Sure.
Still
got
your still soft so and shit stupid. And curly.
No, I'm mad sensitive. I mean, I kind of have like a rough edge, probably because I'm from New York, right. You know, and I'm not like a girly girl, but yeah.
What's your sign?
I'm sensitive. I'm Leo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, come on.
I got a question I've always wanted to ask a woman like yourself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. I'm scared.
Okay. Why aren't more lesbians buying pussies? Why do they buy dicks so much? Every time I watch a porno, is a fake dick.
That might be the most brilliant question. I came front on it. That is a brilliant question.
Pussy sales should be through the roof, but no.
Because that women don't support women.
But I know you already got one. And if you're with a girl, she got one. So what you need an extra one for?
But
threesome.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, I never thought about that.
Why is dick
I mean, what you going to stick in it?
What
are you going to stick in it?
So it's
you got men, a fake vagina and a fake dick.
If,
ain't nothing.
If straight men like
I'm
pussy.
I'm so confused.
Right? And lesbian women like pussy. Why not buy the pussy? That's fucking
hilarious. Why not? If a woman takes dick of so any confused. Kind, in my book, she's not gay. And I'm just telling you, if a woman takes
at
any kind of dick, you're
even
not
a plastic
gay.
One.
You're not gay.
Okay, so you're saying all lesbians, if they use a dildo,
any type of dick,
there's hope that they
no, it ain't
dick.
Hope. They're not gay.
Okay,
you're using a dick. Look, you're either a vegetarian.
That makes no sense.
Or you're
because
not.
Because they're not with a man. Not in a relationship.
Wait
with
a minute.
Man.
Wait. I don't mean to cut you off, but let me tell you why it makes a little sense.
Okay.
Because gay men aren't finding pussy to stick their dick in.
Right.
Like, no gay man is saying, let me buy a fake.
Yes, they do. They got the fleshlight.
What's that?
The fleshlight. It looks like a flashlight, but on the end is a vagina, and niggas be sticking their dick in that.
Gay dudes?
No.
Dudes?
No. We talking
not
about
dudes.
Exactly. That's my point.
You I'm said saying, dudes don't be buying vaginas.
No. I said no gay.
In.
I said gay dudes don't buy vaginas. Gay women buy dicks.
I bet you they do.
Call
they just want to put their dick in.
You know one.
But you know why? Because gay dudes are hoes. They just. They got
booty holes.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm canceled.
I just feel like gay dudes, they get sex quicker because they got grinder. If they want a hole to stick something in, they just go on the app.
But I think they're confusing the question, right? You said like straight men might buy a fleshlight.
Right.
Right. Why don't lesbian women buy fleshlights?
Because there's nothing. It doesn't make any sense.
They're not really.
What, can't y'all scissor the fleshlight? Ain't
that, they do it.
Yeah. It's the scissor.
But you don't need that.
Right.
You don't really need it.
All right.
You don't need, like, you got your hands, your fingers. You don't really need that.
And look, people who are very.
That is hilarious.
Y'all are stupid.
That is a brilliant question.
But I never thought about that.
She keeps going into gay men being promiscuous, right? You said that they just be fucking mm-hmm. and doing wild shit. There's a psychological reason for that that has nothing to do with being gay.
Dudes just like the fuck. Well, no, and if it's two dudes, they just gonna be
fucking.
Well,
no. Women like damn, the fuck.
Nigga, no, I agree.
It's called the Madonna whore complex.
The Madonna whore.
The Madonna whore complex is a psychological disposition that men who are very promiscuous suffer from. I'm not talking about regular niggas with a high sex drive. I'm talking about niggas who are just overboard, just fucking all the time. And basically, they attribute, because they've been hurt by their mothers as a child, they attribute intimacy with women to the hurt they felt from their mother as kids. So anytime they feel a little bit of emotion or attachment to a woman, they cut it and they go fuck another bitch. Excuse my language.
Man, nigga, we say bitch fuck.
Yeah, I know. Look, what you talking about?
So people, that it's called the Madonna whore complex. So that's not a trait of a man to just be fucking. Just we fuck a lot. But
what scientist fucking wrote down the official name is Madonna whore complex?
Look it up.
Where did you get this information, bro?
Wait, ain't the Madonna Jesus mother? They just called Jesus mama a whore?
Yeah, this is
terrible.
That is,
it wasn't me, Jesus.
Question.
It was them.
Madonna. Jesus mama name was Madonna?
It's no, Mary. The Madonna is Mary.
Oh.
But the Madonna.
Oh, we stupid. Well, I don't know shit.
My bad.
Because the whole time I'm thinking like a virgin.
No.
Well, there are statues.
Oh, okay.
The
I didn't know that.
The Virgin Mary are called the Madonna.
But it's black. There are statues in the Vatican.
I didn't know that.
In the Vatican of a black of a black Mary, and it's called the Madonna whore.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Why she got to be the, why the black one got to be the whore?
I mean, who knows?
Nigga, the whole time I was thinking like a virgin.
Me too.
Nigga. I thought you was saying, I thought you was Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah.
No,
because
I Mary.
Like a Vogue whore. Madonna,
that is hilarious.
Madonna is a whore, right?
She is a great whore.
Tupac was smashing Madonna.
She took her name from the Virgin Mary. Because I remember when Madonna, like, I remember my mom saying she didn't like Madonna because she didn't like the fact that she chose to use that name.
Oh,
and then be like a whore.
And our biggest single was like a virgin. Yeah. First time.
Yes. Oh, so it all makes sense now.
Hey, man.
Damn.
Why not?
Hey, man.
That's fucking hysterical.
This is how we was talking about how.
I'm sorry. I can't stop picturing.
Go for it.
A lesbian woman just at the house with a fleshlight.
Like, right? Man. Like, what? There's no reason for it.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. Now, do they squirt the fleshlights?
No, that's hilarious.
So I never met a fleshlight.
You know what would make money for lesbians? I'm gonna give you this. You could be a millionaire.
Okay.
Or a billionaire.
Warm dildos. If there was a dildo that could be warmed up to a body
temperature,
I don't know.
Are you the one that said you jack off with warm gloves?
No, I have a sex toy. It's called the Jog, the jack off glove.
And it's warm.
You can put it in the microwave and everything. Warm gloves.
Your hands ain't warm?
No. So jack off glove is for, you know, instead of arguing with your girl, just have a jog. Put the jog on. Man.
Go for a jog.
Go for a jog.
Go for a jog.
Like lined and velvet.
It's a glove made out of sock. It's called a jog. It'll be on my website in the next week or two.
If you make more than $30 off of that. I'm gonna have to question society, bro. Oh.
But it also has a speaker on the back that makes sex noises. Yeah. So you put it on, you turn the speaker on.
Is it Bluetooth?
It's Bluetooth. So it can connect any device.
You're weird. Somebody would buy that though, because people are crazy.
People are crazy?
It's
people
a market would try for it. They'll try any sex toy.
Do you know they have a dick pussy sex toy? It's a dick with a pussy, and you stick your dick in it.
Wait a minute.
It's a fleshlight.
It's a dick pussy.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Say that back up again.
It's a dick pussy. Look it up on your phone.
How do you work it?
Look up the dick pussy. It's a fucking dildo, and there's a pussy opening on the other end of it.
I'm not looking this up.
You can stick it in something, but you
I don't want to see that.
So you can stick it in something, but you can also stick
it
in.
It's white, so we're good. It's not black. It's a white sex toy.
Of course it's white.
It's white and pink.
Well, it's for like transgender. It's the transgender.
No, it's a dick inside a pussy.
It's a dick. It's a pussy inside a dick.
Are you sure that's not a fleshlight?
I'm just confused.
Let's see.
I'm confused too.
Jeez Louise.
He's Googling dick pussy right now.
Dick pussy.
That thing's a dick pussy.
Man, oh, he looking it up.
I'm scared to see this.
This is when my producer should be like looking up shit, but I mean.
All I'm getting is Pornhub. I'm getting is
Pornhub. You say you looking on Pornhub?
Hey. No, I typed it in and I'll pop up.
Oh, it's on the back. That is so interesting.
Show the camera. You go ahead and show
this
the camera.
This is the wildest shit in the history of humanity, man. All
right, you can put
Okay. I was like, well, what's the science? Okay, now I get it.
See, I thought the pussy was in the head.
Me too. That's what was throwing me off.
It might be an extender for niggas who are a little short. You just put, you know, if you got 2 inches, like you stick it in the
pussy. They fucking the dick pussy, but the dick fucking her.
Some dudes need the extender.
Yeah.
And I ain't even going to lie to you.
No extender shame to y'all.
And it could work as like a condom. I ain't going to lie to you. That.
Oh, a condom. Right? That's an extender.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know the problem with the extender? Men's, most of our stimulation come from the head. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if we have something on top of the head, then we ain't go. The extender go block the main sensation.
Not if it was a pussy. Got a pussy in it.
Yeah, not if it's a pussy.
Say that again. Wait a minute.
You said it would block the sensation,
right?
But the nigga that need the extender, his dick's in a pussy already.
Yeah,
but even so this the dick. This is a conversation we're having. This the dick. This the extender, right? So even if it's in the pussy, the head isn't touching nothing.
How you know?
No, he fucking the dick pussy, and the dick is fucking her.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess.
Just on weird shit. You know the crazy thing. The crazy thing about balls is they're really arteries.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Balls are ovaries.
Oh, ovaries. You mean?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. What the thing?
Ovaries and arteries. That's hilarious.
The clitoris is nothing but a undeveloped penis. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, right.
So
right.
When all y'all dudes, when y'all licking on the clitoris, that's y'all really a dick. Yes. That's
all,
a dick.
All y'all do.
It really is.
And that's just the ending of the clitoris. It actually stretches like 3 or 4 inches into way the down. Pussy.
Yeah.
And a lot of women think they have G spots. That's not a G spot. That's part of the clit being stimulated.
Wow.
It's all one big piece.
The more you know. Doom, 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 doom.
So when you hear a woman say, suck my dick, she mean that.
She mean it.
You know, when they give men sex changes, women sex changes to become men, they actually grow a dick on them. They grow.
That's right. It gets bigger, right?
Yeah, but some of them.
When they grow it.
Like, they don't
the
all
clitoris,
do that.
I'm telling you, the clitoris, it grows.
But the full, they grow it. Do they start it there or do they grow
no,
it?
No, it's a
they
meat pocket on your that they grow a dick
it grows
on.
Out.
Yeah, they actually grow
the
a
The clit
pocket.
Turns into a dick. But they don't all get that procedure. Some get like a piece of skin cut off their leg or something like that. Mm. And they make it into a dick.
Well, you must really want, that's why I'm saying if somebody go to that extent to transition, that shit is real.
I just be thinking about people that transition and then change their mind. There's been people like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a couple of times. They were
peer pressured. Everybody's doing it.
No, they really wanted to do it. And then they realized maybe I shouldn't have done this, you know? Like there's been dudes who transitions into women. They had the woman parts and then they're like, I shouldn't have done it. And there's women who transition into dudes and then they're like, damn.
You know, what if it's like, but like,
you can't transition
in the essence of like a surgery. Like, you know, I just get like bad boob job. Like, what if you transition and you got like a bad pussy job? Like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, this ain't
straight up.
The sensations that I wanted, I'm not getting in this position. I should have just kept it together. That sucks.
Well, a man would have.
It's scary.
Look, Bruce Jenner, man. Who's teaching him how to powder his new pussy?
Powder.
I'm pretty sure he's wiping his pussy like his ass. Too hard. It's probably bruised up. Like, it's a different science to wiping a woman.
I don't think women powder their pussy.
They do. No women powder their pussy.
No. Men powder their balls, but I don't think women powder their
pussy. Niggas should be powdering their balls. That shit is terrible.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Yeah, that Johnson & Johnson is causing cancer.
Yeah, exactly. That stuff will fuck you up.
Yes,
and if you sweat, this shit cake up. You know
what's so crazy?
Snow mountains in your drawers.
You know what's so crazy? My balls ain't start stinking till my 30s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When I was in my kid years and 20s, I used to hear, I remember my homeboy was having sex with a girl and I'm listening at the door and I hear a girl say to him, she said, your balls stink.
Wow. That is hilarious.
And he said, what'd you say? He said, your balls musty. And so I always tease him about that shit. I was like, this nigga balls stink. Now that I'm in my 30s, if I work out,
If I when I, yeah before I, when I take a shot, goddamn, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you gotta stay fresh down there.
Got to stay fresh.
Part of being a man, titties be stinking.
They do.
Yeah. Titties stink. Musty.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, your titties get musty. The but under- you know what's weird about titty stink?
Ooh, what is it?
Like if I work out, no, y'all are so stupid. If I work out right and I take my bra off, you know what it smells like? It smells like a baby's neck.
Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
Not yeah, bad.
That makes sense.
Which is weird to me.
But that's like a that's just.
It doesn't smell like musty or
liquid
like
and like clammy. It's like
yeah.
A
yeah,
like a liquid and clammy and you know not being controlled. Yeah, that makes yeah. sense. That makes sense.
These ladies know what I'm talking about. If they say they don't, they lying. I remember my friend said that too. She was like, "My titties smell like a baby's neck."
I don't suck on musty titty nuts.
Yeah, I love titties.
I'm a scumbag.
The musty ones.
I could guess. I'm a titty connoisseur. I could guess every titty size.
What's mine?
Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh
Jesus.
But don't answer too because I know
you about to take your shirt off.
Okay. Okay. I was gonna say now I gotta see areola in order to get an official.
You can see right here.
You know what?
Ain't no halfway crook.
I'm gonna say.
I'll take a guess too before you tell us.
Because I wanted. I would say a 36 triple D, but it's bigger than that.
No, it's definitely bigger than triple D.
36. I got you at a
G.
Triple D sounds close.
But I think it might be an H.
I got you at a 38.
Might be a 38, F. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn.
But it depends on the bra, though. Sometimes I hit G. Yeah. It depends on
niggas
the bra.
A titty genius.
I fucked up because I forgot my alphabet. I was like, what's that, the D? Yeah.
I'm trying to get them smaller, though. They too big.
Are you?
Why?
It's too much.
You like small women?
Hmm? Yeah. Yeah, I don't really like nobody with big old titties. I got enough titty for.
Oh wait, this is a great question. Titty. Okay, I have enough lesbian homegirls that I know that they love women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced a situation with a woman where she was so happy that you had big ass titties? She was like, "Oh yes, these are my favorite
titties." No, I mean they like them, but. I feel like men like titties more than women do.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What do you do when you want to be humiliated and disrespected sexually? Because I don't think you can get that from a woman.
I don't ever want to be humiliated and disrespected.
You never just want to be dominated. Like,
but that's true.
Shut up.
I would say this. There are a lot of women who deep down, man, it's a lot of women deep down, they'll tell you. But even if it's with they man, they want to be holed out. They want to be slutty. They want to be whore. Even
Madonna
if they
got a horse.
Seriously, I've heard women say this. Like they were like, "Yeah, I want to be a hoe, but just for my man." Mm-hmm. Even if they ain't a hoe for the community, which we prefer.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to, if you want to be ethical about it, you know, if you were raised right with your father,
right. And you want to be a hoe, but
maybe I just haven't met the right person that made me want to be a hoe for them.
Okay,
right. It's pending.
Yeah, I'm pro women like totally embracing their sexuality and like whatever that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So like even in the essence, like okay, I want this. They watch some of the same shit that we watch. They're like, oh, you know what, that might be fun.
I want to learn. You need to teach me. How do you get women to submit? I need to add some chinks to my armor because I'm a big guy. Sometimes I flash my money, my size. But it doesn't always work. How do I take a woman's soul and make her mine? Teach me this.
Well, first of all, you got to make her think it was her idea.
Oh.
If you want somebody to submit to you, you can't tell them that you want them to submit. They ain't never going to do that.
So if I say submit.
Never. You got to make her feel safe. You got to make her feel safe and comfortable. And like, you know, when I'm with this dude, I'm good. Then she'll relax.
Right.
But a lot of dudes don't make women feel safe. Women are on guard all the time. Mm. So that's why a lot of women don't submit because they don't feel safe.
Wow.
Player.
Damn.
You just dropped some gems.
Yeah.
Word. That's what I want. Because look, nobody knows a woman better than a woman. And at the end of the day, all the stuff that men thought worked, it don't work because it's women getting the women now. So I want to know what you know. I want all the... You should write a book.
A lot of the women that I know that like women, they be more savage than the dude.
Yeah, they be super.
Because the argument will get at a stale point. It's like, you can't hit me with none of that shit, but y'all know all your tricks.
Right. I feel like some women who are just gay, they born away. I feel like there's some women who just want to prove to other women that they're better than them.
Yeah,
I'm a better bitch than you. So I'm gonna take your mind and your soul, and I'm gonna leave you, bitch. Damn. Because I hate myself.
Because I hate myself.
No, because there's evil in everything.
Well, I do know women who prey on other women that's in relationships with dudes. So they like they see a couple together. And they like, that's their thing. Like, I'm gonna take your man, or I'm gonna sleep with your man. It's like a power thing or an ego thing.
I know, but I'm gonna
sleep with your man or your woman.
Your man,
your other, yeah.
Your other, whatever.
But even I know women that like that comfort of this. I don't have to worry about this nigga hurting me because I know what that is, and I can comfortably move in this space. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But both,
right?
I've know the one you're talking about. Like, I'm gonna take the what's the name? Like, normally that's why I'd be off my rocker. Like,
y'all all single, huh?
I mean,
okay.
I live in the streets.
I'm single.
I'm not married. I'm not married.
You're not married. Okay.
Oh, I live in these streets. Wow. I am.
All your girls watching this, like, wow.
I am married.
He's single now. Right.
I'm married, single, divorced. I got no kids, three kids. I like to keep it.
Right. He's all
keep it off that rocker. Yeah. What do you want? Depends on the day. Anticipate the worst and let's go from there. I don't need you to have no target. I don't need you to have no goals. If we're going to get there, then we're going to get there. I am all of the above.
Now, question for you. Why do you want a woman to submit? And when you say submit, what does that mean? Because if you want a woman to submit to you, are you willing to take care of her and foot the bill for stuff? Because a lot of y'all dudes like, I want you to submit, but also pay half the bills.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking, mm-hmm. too. If you want a woman to submit, you got to be on top of your shit as a provider.
Everything.
Everything. Yeah. That's a fact.
You know, I definitely.
He just wants somebody to boss around. That's what.
No, I just want to be right all the time.
You ain't never.
It's hard to do that with an honorary bitch.
No, even with a submissive woman, you still not gonna be right.
You know what I realized though? This is the greatest thing that I've learned from being married. I've been married for a while, and to avoid arguing, both people have to work on themselves. Mm-hmm. If you always pointing the finger at what the other, even if the other person is wrong the majority of the time, because there is going to be time where somebody usually is more at fault than other, but it's never 100% though.
Right.
It's never 100%. Even if it's a 70-30 split, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I realize is you got to get to a point where it's like, what can I do differently? Mm. And how can I respond? How can I respond differently to what is what's coming my way?
Accountability.
Yeah, accountability. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. My daddy always say something, man. My daddy has told me.
You said daddy, what's that?
My daddy.
No, I'm just fucking around.
Hilarious. You don't have one of those. So.
That's pretty nice.
That's unfortunate. I had a phenomenal father. He's still around. Talked to him this morning. We played catch.
Somebody on Facebook.
But this is what he always told me when it comes to relationships and just people in general. You can't clap with one hand.
Mm. Right. Mm.
So for you to go back and forth with somebody, that means both of y'all doing something. But if you're not giving that energy, look, they don't got nothing.
You can clap with one hand if you slap the shit out of them.
Now that's what I was about to say. You can't clap with one hand, but you could get slapped with one hand. Chris Rock, Chris Rock knows all about this. I swear. Shout out to Chris Rock because I'm on his side. But the point that I'm getting to is you have to find out, okay, of course, the level of disrespect you're willing to
take.
Right,
right, right. Mm-hmm.
But if it's not to the crazy level of disrespect, how can I adjust my energy and be like, it ain't even worth it right now?
I love that. I'm also a proponent of like finding somebody where y'all puzzle pieces match. Mm. It because I've had women that are a little more submissive, and it's like, that's not exactly, I don't like this energy, because what happens is like, you don't, it's like being around, like, you know, like what I would imagine, like a rich nigga has, like, yes men. It's like, you don't give me nothing to bounce off of. So right. I need sometimes that comeback just so I can, you know, freely create. But I don't want to, like you said, I also don't want to be arguing with nobody all the time.
Right.
So it's like, I need us to naturally match. I don't need you to so much do things that I want you to do. I want to meet a woman that naturally does them.
Right.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be out late and you like to sleep early. This is great. Like
the yin and yang.
Yeah, you like your time by yourself, and sometimes I'm gonna be gone, all right, cool. That better that than you being like, oh no, okay, I'll give you some time. And so like, I don't want you forcing it.
I need a woman that understands the condition of being black in this country. Mm-hmm. Especially as an entertainer, because her what she said earlier, yeah, that's definitely for the normal everyday person. A woman needs a man that's paying for everything, and
right.
then she can submit to that.
Right.
But as you know, as black people, we don't have resources, so we're making something out of nothing. Mm-hmm. And we've all started from the bottom in this. Mm-hmm. And when we were at the bottom, I mean, I can speak for myself, but I can't speak for everybody, but I didn't find a woman that was able to stick with me to where I'm at now. Now I pay all my bills. I'm doing fine through comedy.
Yeah. Mm.
But that first 12 years, you know, I lost a doctor, bitch. I lost a few different types of really good women that I would have never lost.
You said a doctorate bitch.
A doctorate bitch. Okay. Greatest bitch I've ever had.
Bitch took my temperature when I was sick.
And I'm not saying bitch in a derogatory way. I'm just being stupid, but. So that's what I mean, because any black man that's trying to do things above and beyond the normal standard, but beyond just getting an education and getting a good job, like if you want to do things that make you supremely elite, you got to go to battle for a while. Sometimes you want to come home to somebody that's going to help you clean your wounds.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Women be scared, though, because a lot of times, like, she'll rock with you while you down, and then when you pop, you leave her for somebody else.
That's absolutely right. True.
Women do feel that way, and I understand why they feel that way, because that's happened.
The plumber gonna leave you too, bitch. So the plumber gonna leave you, the police officer gonna cheat, the school teacher gonna fuck the assistant principal. There's no nigga that's gonna do what you think he should be doing.
Right. But the difference is, like, she put a lot into it. Like, right. If y'all just dating and then the other person cheat, that's one thing. But if she pours into you, and then once you're filled up, you're like, okay, thanks.
You know, have y'all thought, y'all think there's ever been a completely faithful relationship?
No, because the mind, we're metaphysical human beings. We manifest our thoughts and make them a reality. So just because all of your thoughts don't make it to reality doesn't mean that they're not real.
Yeah.
So if you thinking about fucking another nigga, or you thinking about cheating on your girl, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Also, a bitch can't even think around you.
I'm saying if she's thinking about it over and over again,
that might be worse than fucking
it. It is.
Okay. Damn.
But I don't see nothing wrong with that. The real thing is acceptance. That's the real love.
Okay.
But people don't want to accept people for who they are. If you a man, your woman should be able to come to you and be like, I've really been thinking about fucking another nigga. I don't know what's going on, baby. What should I do? And if you're a real man, you should be like, damn, baby, well, is there anything I could do to make it better? Okay, yeah. Well, now, let me go find your nigga to fuck this weekend. I ain't tripping. Like, I'm just saying, and I'm not a real man. I can't do that.
I'm about to say, would you do that?
But what I'm saying is, you should be so comfortable in your manhood,
right,
that you can sit on your girl's chest and look another nigga in the eyes while he fucks her. But no nigga is that much of a man.
Our ego too weak.
Right. It's the ego is too weak.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, but
me being possessive of my woman won't allow that, because I, you know, be working these parameters like, no, mine. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? It's real. I'm a proponent of this. I think that watching relationship dynamic shows that don't have, is like a really good litmus test for what kind of woman you're dealing with, like Married at First Sight and all these dating shows, because this isn't us. Right. And they're going through whatever they're going through. And now we just get to discuss, like, there's on the season now for Married at First Sight, right? There's a dude who doesn't have a job right now, right? Now the nigga has said, no, I got like $40,000 saved up. He basically knew he was going into this process, he's gonna marry a stranger. He put some money away. And he was like, I don't have no job right now. I was trying to figure out what we're going to do within this relationship and what that's going to look like. Are we going to have kids? Do I need to spend some time home with kids? He's like, I ain't got no problem getting no money. But all she can see is you don't have a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like you're saying, like, yeah, the idea of like, I'm a person that's creating and so on and so forth. Those people, it's easy. But for somebody that's just like, no, you don't have a job, why aren't you working right now? He's like, I have. You know what kind of discipline it takes to put $40,000 away?
That's
right. It's like, and he's at $40,000 now. I don't know how much he started at.
Niggas with jobs don't even have $40,000.
To get it out, right. They don't understand how difficult it is to get money out the street.
Yes.
As comedians, we're literally getting money out of the street.
Every month.
Right. Every month. Is way more difficult than being a doctor, lawyer, astronaut, scientist. It's way more difficult.
Women like security, though. Yeah.
And that's like a real conflict. So mind you, imagine sitting there and then having the conversation, because a woman's not every woman, but some women's perception is like, he don't have a job. He need to have a job. Every woman, all of her friends that she talked to, why don't he have a job yet? I'm like, the nigga has, he's not saying I'm not willing to work. He's literally said, listen, I've made space in my life for the woman that I didn't know I was going to meet, that I knew I was going to marry. And I want us to construct a life that looks good for us.
Right.
So I've made a cushion. But if you want me to go to work every day, I can.
Right.
But I ain't never had no problem getting no money. He works independent. He's an entrepreneur. He's like, yo, but I got money saved up.
Right.
It's stop like, telling your friends everything. If your man ain't got a job, don't tell your dumbass friend.
But yeah. She was 1830. Being an entrepreneur would mean freedom. I'm free, bitch.
Yeah.
So right. You want me to come back to the plantation?
Right. Absolutely.
They do. Yeah. If you don't have a woman that supports you, man.
Yeah.
I always tell people, here's my requirements in a woman, which is Chris Rock used to have, feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up. Mm. Right? Mine is feed me, fuck me, shut the fuck up, and support me.
Mm.
I cannot be with a woman that does not support my dreams.
Mm. Yeah.
Can do it.
Mm-mm. And she got to support you how you, specifically Justin Hires, needs to be supported.
That's right.
So, like, I've had women want to support me, but they want to support me the way that they support people.
Talk about it.
But I don't operate like that.
I don't like that.
I don't want you at every show trying to help me sell t-shirts. I actually need you to just leave me alone.
This shit is customized.
Yeah.
Whatever worked for Dan, that don't work for me.
You ever have a girl suck your dick like she sucked the last night?
Of course.
You're like, wait a minute, no, bitch. I don't like my balls, bitch.
I was messing with this chick. We broke up and got back together, and she knew how to play Madden. I'm like, bitch, who taught you how to play Madden? Where the fuck did you learn?
He prepared her for you.
What's going on? Yeah, they'll learn new slang is even worse. When they talk to you with the slang that they talk to the other nigga with, that's mad.
If my wife ever come back to me with a new trick, I'm going to punch her in the forehead. Off top, she got domestic violence ensued.
I'm like, who the fuck talked you out of lick ass? Wait a minute. Did you pull a rabbit out my dick, bitch? Oh, my God.
I'm joking, Brooklyn. I'm joking. I don't fucking hit women. I'm joking.
I believe you.
It's not right.
Dudes that hit women, they don't be making jokes about
Brooklyn.
It.
Oh. Let me ask you a question. It's not right to hit women, right? But is it right to hit women back?
Wow.
That's like a what would you tell your son question.
I mean, it depends. Because like if a white lady at the mall slap you, you better slap that bitch back.
I got a 9-year-old daughter.
Beat up on no girl.
And I tell my 9-year-old, do not put your hand. A man should never put his hands on you.
Yeah.
But in return, you should never put your hands on a man. But I tell my daughter, I said, if a man ever hits you, you leave him.
Yeah.
It ain't no coming back.
There's no coming back.
I said,
that.
It ain't no. I said, if a man balls up his fist and he ever strikes you, I don't give a fuck how much he says he loves you. I don't care how many times he said he'll never do it again. You do not. And I'm going to tell you the
And it gets worse. If you slap her once, next time you're going to punch her.
Yeah, you can't be slapping no woman either.
Nah.
I'm going to tell you the best thing I ever heard my wife's father say. He said, if you ever feel like you need to put your hands on my daughter, send her back to me. And that's a fact.
Yeah. Man, that's real spit. Let me tell you, when I was 16, my sister's 9 years older than me. So
did you beat her?
No, but she was with
her. I thought I was going to get a laugh.
She was 16. she got pregnant by a dude that was 28.
Did you beat him?
No, I mean, I was 7 years old at the time. Or whatever.
Pussy.
But my dad.
That's no excuse.
But my dad is a straight killer. Street dude, did time. I mean, he's one of them type of guys.
Yeah.
And it's to see him really not be able to do anything because your granddaughter's father would be dead. Her father, you know what I mean? Like, how do you kill your grandbabies? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So
put him in a weird position.
But when I was 16,
put him in a wheelchair.
He hit my sister. When I was 16, and I got my father's gun, and I went to their house, and when he answered the door, I put the gun to his head, and I said, nigga, if you ever hit my sister again, I'm going to kill you.
Did he ever hit her again?
And I put the gun down, and I walked back to the house, and she stayed with him. And they end up getting into it a couple years later. So the thing is, you got to do what Justin does and condition the minds of your daughter young, because even if you come to a woman's defense,
right?
That's being abused, 9 times out of 10, they're going to go back to the nigga.
That's a fact.
That's where it gets tricky. Like, you ever, so, nigga, I used to be a club promoter. And one of the things that you can't really do is breaking up a fight is really tricky. It's like you can't really break up a fight. You got to kind of be in the fight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So in the efforts of like what you just said, it's like you see a dude get into it with a chick and you want to intervene. Yes, there's moments where I will intervene. I have to intervene. I have to stop this. But also them people are strangers. Mm-hmm. So it's like, give or take the situation, I don't know what happened. Right. You're just walking down the street. You see some dude just giving it to his chick. And you're like, hey, man, get this dude off her. He's like, oh, no. She killed my baby. It's like, my bad. Bro. I didn't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you know what I mean? And the intensity of that shit happening, you got to read a lot of different scenarios. Like, because I don't know where they are in this situation.
That's why I'm on my business, because it's always the innocent person that get fucked up the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might call the cops, but I ain't intervening in nothing.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever called the cops?
Hell yeah. But as a black person, I remember my next door neighbor, she used to be getting her ass beat by her dude. And one time she was like, help, call the police. So I called the cops and they treated me like the criminal. I'm like, I'm the one that called. But she, you know, she kept going back to him. So it was like, it don't even make no sense.
Well, that happened to one of my homeboys. I just saw his story. He got into it and with this white lady. He called the cops. He ended up going to jail.
See?
I don't think I've ever called the cops before.
I've never done it.
I used to call them motherfuckers on the people next door because I ain't like them. I remember one time she made me so mad. I was like, that's why next time that nigga beat your ass, I'm going to laugh. Right. But no. I was like, I'm going to be laughing out the window. He ain't beat her ass for a long time. I think he ain't want to give me the satisfaction. She went about 6 months without getting her ass beat.
I take it back. I did call the cops, but it wasn't like, it was like a post thing. It was like somebody stole my car.
Okay.
Yo, I remember I called the cops on them, right? So he knew I called the cops, so he left. So by the time the cops came, he was gone. Mm. So maybe like an hour later, he came back and he thought he was safe. He was in the bed. He was like, I'm going to sleep. Shut the fuck up, bitch. I called the cops again. I said, he back. He had no idea. He was all cozy in the bed. I said, he back, y'all. They said, oh, thank you. We've been trying to get him. And then I just sat there and listened. About 10 minutes later, doom, doom, doom. Who is it? It's the police. He said, oh, shit. Yes. It was like, open the door. Here come the bitch. No, don't take him. I was like, nah, get that nigga out of here. Yo, I never saw them people again either.
I got a joke about being the first black Karen. And I go by the name Darren.
I say I snitch on niggas.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes you gotta snitch. I know, Craig, you gotta get out of here.
People are assholes. They deserve to be snitched on.
Craig, what's your shit, man? So people know. We about to wrap it up anyways.
Okay. Check me out. My website, thecraigsmith.com. When is this show coming out?
We gonna actually cut up some clips, definitely about the Chappelle shit. And we'll have a clip up at least today. I don't know, the full episode might come out in another week or so.
Okay, cool. So thecorrectsmith.com. Also, I'm in Sacramento June 22nd, which is a Saturday. What's the name of that club?
In Ozark? Laughs?
Yeah.
Laughs Unlimited.
No, the
Punchline, Laughs, Touch of Class.
It's a theater. Your boy Lansby.
I don't know.
Yeah, keep talking. It'll come to me.
Yeah, go to thecraigsmith.com, purchase the merch. The Guild Theater in Sacramento.
Nice.
The 22nd of July. And I got a few other shows. I just forgot the names of the joints. Also watch Craig Facts every Tuesday and Thursday on my YouTube and Facebook. And I'm also on Caffeine every Monday from 6 to 8 with the Craig Facts Clip Show.
Yeah, that's fire. I did it recently. Dope show. I got a show that's not like your show that I was pitching. I don't know if it ever get made. I don't want you to be like, this nigga stole my shit.
Oh, it's all good.
But it's a black clip show, kind of similar, but yes. It's different, but kind of similar. Brooklyn, what's your thing?
Oh, this is Brooklyn. My website is itsbrooklynjones.com. You can follow me on Instagram at itsbrooklynjones. I have a podcast called The Rise with Brooklyn Jones, wherever you listen to podcasts. And also I have a comedy show called The Gay Ass Comedy Show. The next one is at the Comedy Chateau, May 21st.
It'll be a lot of dildos and flashlight pussies.
And dick pussies. Yeah, appreciate y'all, man. I appreciate you for having me, bro. Yeah,
thanks for doing it, bro.
Black Tea University is the podcast. Me, Mikey Winfield, Lance Woods. And man, shit, check out the music, man. Shit.
Good. He do music too.
Hey man, just do music. Craig do music. Right, Brooklyn got a mixtape coming out.
Yo, I rap. Let me get on one of your tracks. You know, I got some bars, yo.
Yeah, check out that Chill Withers album. And the Chill Never Withers is dropping in a couple weeks too.
Check out BT Kingsley Radio. I'll be playing it. All the independent hits.
Hey man, shout out to BT. I know you done played my music too, man. My music too, Jay Hires, man. I got three projects out. My latest one is Chapter 3, Product of My Environment. This is good. What can I say? Hey, what else? I got another podcast that I just put out with Marlon Wayans. That's my Urban Legends podcast, Legends with a Z, Urban Legends podcast. I interviewed Marlon Wayans, dope episode. And got some other stuff on the way, man. I want to tell everybody, Justin Hires on all social media, if you've been offended by anything we said today, just remember one thing. Fuck your feelings.
Cause I roll me down, I get it. Hate that I keep winning. Stab my back, it's tempting.